back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, there's this construct about hardening schools. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay, so we've had all of these killings and these shootings and slaughtering and massacres of children in these schools all over the country. And so the answer to that by the Republicans is we've got to harden the schools. And so what they mean by hardening the schools, to me, is absolutely insane. And I do know that this is not the way schools are supposed to be. So it wasn't that long ago you were in high school.
Right.
And can you imagine they want to add bulletproof doors and bulletproof windows, reinforced fences, armed guards, and armed teachers?
Oh, my God.
So that's what they want to do to the schools, grade schools, middle schools, high schools.
Because that's what should be on the children's mind instead of, I don't know, schoolwork?
Well, this is what they're attempting to do, spend billions and billions of dollars, because in the minds of Republicans, that's how you fix what has happened with the these massacres in schools over the last several decades. And how is that the answer? Instead of addressing, isn't it easy to address the gun part of that?
Right, you would think so. At least that's what I thought. You know, save some money, save some time, save some of like the children's psyche. But
I mean, bulletproof windows in all the schools, bulletproof doors, you know, make the schools into fortresses where, you know, nobody can do anything to get into the schools. It's just asinine, you know, because they just don't want to address what the real issue is. I'll never understand the mentality of people who claim to be on the right side of things. Well, how much money, how much tax money are you going to blow in that? You know, 99.9% of the schools, you know, 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 and one is too many. But if you think the answer is militarizing all the schools, you're ignorant. We, you know, the we already talk about the fact that there isn't, you know, that there's not enough money in this country to deal with all these other issues. And now you're going to do some things that are just absolutely foolhardy. When the real answer to it is the easy accessibility to those automatic weapons are at the root of it. So everybody talks about, great, we're finally going to get something done with the gun issue in this country. And everybody celebrate, oh, look at, they've been able to work together. But they didn't work together to address what the biggest issue is, and that's the easy accessibility to automatic weapons. You know, you want to spend billions and billions of dollars to put bulletproof windows up, bulletproof doors, you know, security guards, armed security guards, armed teachers. That's the only answer that you have to address what we know the real answer to this is? I just, for the life of me, never will understand the thought processes of people who want to make things much more difficult than they have to be. You know, Democrats and Republicans sat down for the last month or so negotiating what they should do, what the issues are, what the answers are, what's the important part of connection to all of these massacres in the schools. And we do know it is the fact that the person who walked into those schools had automatic weapons for the most part. Not every single one of them, but the majority of them. And instead of addressing that issue, you want to go through all these other things. For heaven's sakes, bulletproof doors. How many bulletproof doors are you going to need in schoolhouses? And again, a waste of money. Bulletproof windows. All of those different things. And somebody comes up with those ideas, and then the rest of the people say, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's go with that. When is common sense ever going to enter into things?
At least they're finally letting us have more than one bulletproof door.
Yeah. You know?
Like,
but
what was that? Like, everything they are suggesting is ridiculous. One door, you or know, bulletproof door.
I don't know what a bulletproof door costs, but I can only imagine what one bulletproof door would cost, but to put them in every classroom, right?
Right.
I mean, and all the windows are replaced.
Every window.
Yeah, and somehow, and who's shooting out windows? What sense does that make? Mm-hmm. Where has somebody came in and shot out the windows to get at the students?
Isn't that a good
point?
It
has not happened, okay? But yet, again, these are people who claim to be Republicans, who claim to have the answers to all the issues in our society. And yet, I don't know, for those who claim to be that, I don't, you know. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people are the government, ultimately, and we can never forget that. And the Republican Party is the pro-death party. What I'd like to say, Earl, is that, you know, I always say what bipartisan means. Bipartisan means that both parties are bought off by the same donors. That's what bipartisan means to me. So obviously they got together, said, let's make this bipartisan so each of us can get our donor base to agree with this. Of course, the Republicans in about a year from now will be screaming and yelling about how we spend money so foolishly.
Yeah, but Tom, bulletproof doors in the schools, bulletproof windows. Somebody comes up with that as a solution, and it moves forward.
And that's what I'm saying, Earl. It's like the teachers don't even have enough to pay for the supplies in their schoolroom, and they're going to give them bulletproof doors. Take away the damn guns. Take away the ammunition. And you know what? It'll go down, and it'll actually save money. For all of you fiscal hawks out there, you know, who believe that we're spending too much money of our tax dollars, there you go once again, always being able to come up with money when it comes to security. Yeah. Or when it comes to war. When it comes to war, boy, oh, boy, we have the money then. I mean, this is just so disgusting. I can't even imagine going to a school you have to worry about this.
Can you imagine, Tom? They call it hardening the schools.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean.
Nice messaging.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? There'll be people who will agree. Well, I agree.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have CJ. You're going to have all of them calling up. And what they're going to say? They're going to say, well, time for some law and order. It's time to start shaping these kids up and making sure that they fly right. And let's make sure they have discipline. And, you know, where discipline is not being in a military school. Donald Trump was in a military school, and look what happened to him. It should be your case in point of why you should never have military schools. Yeah, this is absolutely insanity. And this country is better just collectively get their crap together, or,
well, you know, you always say we the people out of government. We the people need to stand up and say, I don't want my schools hardened.
100%.
We don't want that.
Why is it all the crazies that are always showing up at the school board meetings? Maybe they're all living off the government and they don't have time to do anything else but go to the school board meetings. But my God, where are the sane people? Go to the school board meetings and start talking for your children.
Hey, Tom.
Start loving your children over their guns.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. That's right. We got it hard in the schools. All right. Be right back.